the shear, or Falk Osler a little bit more, do something for a hub or a Hesed. We should try to do something concrete. Think about it, of course, that it's a terrible thing, but we also have to try to implement in our schedule something concrete as well. Okay, so I want to just begin with 2 points, and before we go back to the Gemara, I forgot to mention that Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, who is one of the great Rosh Yeshivas in Ponovich, I think in the last 2 days we mentioned 5 Rosh Yeshivas. We mentioned Shlomo Hyman, Zetzal. We mentioned Reb Nochum Parchovich. Shlomo Hyman was in Torah Vadas. Reb Nochum Parchovich was in the Mir. We mentioned Ruby Grozinski, also was in Torah Vadas. Who else did we mention? Now we're mentioning Reb Shmuel today. Yeah, Reb Chaim, okay. Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather. So Lomaisa, what I want to bring out is, I don't think I ever met Rabbi Tversky's brother, but I know that, you know, Rabbi Tversky's father, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, was Professor Tversky, Isidore Tversky was the Talmud Rebbe in Boston, but he was also a great Talmud Chacham. He can learn here at Smicha. Have you ever seen the Sefer Shirim Zecher Laba Mori? We've quoted from it once in a while. He wrote up those Yortzeit Shirim of the Rav, you know, the 3-4 hour Yortzeit Shirim. He's the one who actually wrote those up. He was a great Talmud Chacham. He was also the chief of Jewish studies at Harvard. He had the chair of Jewish studies at Harvard. And I heard, I don't remember who told me this, that, you know, he was very ill in Boston, so I think Rav Tversky Shlita and his brothers, the Chatzadik Lebracha, were with him in his last day. I think it was Yom Kippur. And it was B'shas Ne'ilah, and he wanted his sons to dance. So Rav Tversky and his brothers, the Chatzadik Lebracha, were dancing, you know, together right before he was passed away. But this is, was a Rebbe in Taurus Moshe, a great yeshiva, and we have to, you know, try to mechazik ourselves and to be mildest neshama, the highest points in Gan Eden. So Shmuel Rozovsky, who's one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Ponovich, he points out that an interesting chiddush. We talked about the different shikas about psik resha and nisim the rabbanon. So Shmuel Rozovsky has a line where he wants to be masbir the following, an interesting chiddush that we didn't mention. And he says like this. Let me just read you the exact lashon that he says. He says, we had the different shitas about psikresha by Nisim the Rabbanon. And he writes like this. He says, even if your psikresha is mutter, suffix psikresha is mutter. Remember we discussed that whole concept of suffix psikresha, where you have a box and the flies are in there. You're not sure whether they're in there or not. If you close the box, it's an isser. So that's a suffix psikresha. So the Taz thought that was mutter, remember we said? And the Ramal, we thought, said it was good, Beferish is good, and Rabbi Kivega said it was usher. So I want you to just get this down. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky holds that suffix psikresha is mutter, adavka b'isuri Shabbos. But in Kol HaTorakula, it's usher. We didn't mention that chiluk. So again, those that will say suffix psikresha is mutter is only within the realm of Hilchos Shabbos. But in Kol HaTorakula, it would be usher.
Wouldn't you think the other way around? Because you need the last Shabbos?
Well, it's a good point, Donnie. If you say like Reb Chaim, you think the other way around. It's kind of like Reb Shlomo Hyman pointed out that Reb Chaim is against the Rishonim. Because the Aruch, some Rishonim Paschim, secret Shalikla is Mutter and Shabbos, but in Kol HaTorakula, it's what? It's Usser. Reb Chaim said, Pum Fakir, that in Melech's Machshavis, if you have cognition, right, you have cognition, so then it's a problem. But since I hold the Kol HaTorakula, I don't have the Ratzon, it takes it over. So I'm saying it's interesting. It's a good point. The same Ha'ara that Shlomo Hyman had against Reb Chaim, this would also seemingly say that it's a suffix psikresha is only mutter within Shabbos, but in Kol HaTorakula we'll say it's usher. So it comes out generally when we discuss that machloikis about the suffix psikresha with the Taz, we pointed out it was a machloikis, you know, in Yordaya that we mentioned. You remember we had the machloikis in Yordaya about the pot. So the machloikis in Yordaya about the pot that you're cooking with the basar b'cholov. So Lamaisa, we usually put the two together, that suffix psikresha is considered to be what mutter according to the Taz. And the discussion in Shulchan Aruch in Yordaya as to whether it's Mutter Aser with Rabbi Kivegas. So we usually put the two together. Here, Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky makes this chiluk. Just want to point out, Lamaisa. Remember, we had the Ramah. The Ramah said Beferish. Trying to find Lamaisa where the Ramah said it Beferish. But that was the din. What'd you say? He's the one who makes this chiluk. Something secretion we move from Shmuel Lake. So I want to know. I want to introduce our Rav Weinberger Shlita. He's a great gon, and it's been a great rock. He's come to the yeshiva, and I want to recommend that if fellows have the opportunity to speak with him, and it's a great opportunity and schus if you have the ability to speak with him. So, without any further ado, let us hear from Rav Weinberger.
To the point that when we wake up, when we don't hear any bad news, we're relieved, right? We don't hear bad news, it's like a chiddush. So this morning, the news wasn't good. And it's been bad news that we've been getting ever since Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael. A lot of bad news.
It's good stuff also.
A lot of bad news. I want to refer back for a minute to last week's parsha, tie it into what we're going through right now. The question is why does it cost so much to have that which belongs to us? Why does it cost so much? I'm not talking about the value of the real estate in Chevron, in Yerushalayim. I'm not talking about the cost to live in Elon Shvut, in Be'er Sheva, in Sderot. I'm talking about Domin Tarti Mashma, the blood that has been spilled. Sacrifices that have been made. When Avraham Avinu came last week, when Avraham Avinu came to Chevron to bury his wife, so you know that Ephron at the beginning offered Avraham Avinu to take it for free. The seal came out of the Sechenu B'Nivchad Kareinu Kvaras Meisecha. It's yours, on the house. It's a chashuv person. Avraham Avinu was a big chashuv person. What's a little burial plot? He offered it to him for free. Now Avraham Avinu turned down the offer. Kesef Mole. So then already Ephraim said, Abba Meir Shekel Kesef, Beni Ben Chamahu, which the Gemara says, the 400 were the biggest shkolim in those days, comes out to be 40,000 shkolim, Chazal said. So millions of dollars. That would be paid for Moshe Machpeh. It always bothered me. Why do you have to pay for something that's yours, right? Wouldn't that be upsetting to you? Somebody took your Gemara and you said, give me back my Gemara, says for $5. I thought, I'm going to pay you $5. It's my Gemara. The Baruch Shalom, this is, by the way, one of the ten Nisyanis, of course, of Avraham Avinu. The Baruch Shalom gave Avraham Avinu. The whole Eretz Yisrael, Chat Nanot Zerach, it's yours. It's yours. It's your children's. It's yours. The whole place is yours. It's yours. He comes over there and he has to handle with the local inhabitants. He has to handle them. And only that, they made him an offer for free. And he said, I don't want it for free. I'm going to pay for it. Not only did he pay for it, he paid Kesef Mole. So just, I'll give a shot. Just the simple pshat. Why didn't Avram Avinu want to take it for free? There are other times in his life he didn't accept. I mean, there's a general principle, Sayyim HaTanis Yechia. It's not good to take things for nothing. But generally, that's when it's a gift. This is not a gift. It's his. It's his own. A gift is when it's not yours and someone gives you a gift. So it's better not to be a gift schnar, you know? But Avram Avinu wasn't getting a gift. He came to claim his own land. Harnof belongs to us. Chevron, Kevin Rachel, it all belongs to us. Why does Avram Avinu insist on paying? So what do you think is the pshat? Why does Avram Avinu insist on paying?
To show him to have a claim to be able to have responsibility.
Okay. What's his name?
Ezra Miller.
Ezra?
Yeah.
So Ezra's 100% right. There needs to be an official, it's much better to have things officially done. To have title, deed, title, put it on the computer, put it in the files, it's on file. Like it helped us so much. But it's on file. To take legal title of the place that you're going, that you got. It's 100% Ezra's right. That's the simple pshat. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, says something in addition to that. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said that there are two types of ownership, there are two types of possession. There's legal possession and ownership, and there's emotional, psychological possession. As far as legal ownership is concerned, that's halacha and chayshem mishpat. If you own something, it's your gemara. The guy takes it. He's a gazlan. So there are halachas. You own that. You have the deed. You have the title. He took it. Where we see this then? It's a Mishnah of Mitzia Lamaches. What Rav Aaron is talking about. A Mishnah to take psychological, emotional time. It's not the same thing as just owning. The Mishnah of Mitzia. Hamafkid Peris Ezel Chavero. Reuven's a farmer. He gives Shimon, and he has his produce. He gives some fruit, some bushels of fruit. He gives Shimon to watch. Hamafkid Peris Ezel Chavero. Afal Pisha Avudin Hein Lo Yigibah. It's an amazing din. Even though the fruit is beginning to wrinkle, to get spots. In other words, Reuven gave the Shimon to watch. Do me a favor, watch my fruit for a day, for my farm, watch it for a day. I'll be here tomorrow, but he's running late. Shimon's watching this fruit, and the fruit's starting to rot, starting to deteriorate. So Shimon could make a very simple cheshbon. I could do the biggest favor in the world for my friend if I go to the market and sell them and give them the cash. Or trade them in for updated fruit. Exchange for new fruit. That would be a big tariff, right? So the Mishnah says, "Hamafkir peris es chavero leyigavahem." I feel avun heligavahem. He's not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, "My time or why?" Amr of Kahana. I'm sure you know this. Amr of Kahana. Adam writes a bekav shaloi. No, you know the end of that. Yosef etisha kamish chavero. A person would rather have his own more than 9 measures of somebody else's. That's what Rav Kahana says in the Gemara. The question is an obvious question. If Shimon would exchange that for other fruit, those would also belong to Reuven. So it would still be a kav shalom, right? It would be his fruit. And if Shimon exchanged it for cash and gave him $100, the $100 belongs to Reuven, so it's still his. Other rights of a kav shalom, yaisim etishal kav shalom, it's still his. But Rashi says that's not the pshat. It's not a matter of just legal ownership. It's true. If Shimon would exchange the fruit for other fruit, the new fruit would belong to Reuven as well. But you can't compare them to the first batch of fruit. Rashi says, Chaviven alavim leisha amal ba'am. The first batch of fruit is very dear to Reuven. It's very dear to him. Leisha amal, because he worked hard. Because he got up at 3 in the morning, went out there with a plow, and he was davening for rain. brought the stuff in until he had, until it was some apples and some pears. It was hard work. He invested himself. He made big sacrifices of his time and of his kaychis and money. The money's the least of it. So, Einachinami, the Gemara is saying that if Shimon would buy different fruit or give them the, and give the new fruit to Reuven, it would be his, it would be a kav shalai. Or if he would give him the kid, it would be a kav shalai. But other Gemara is a kav shalai, Rashi says, Chavivin, Chavivalom, they shall amul man. The Chavivas. The Chavivas in life comes when you work hard for something. Because then not only do you have Chayshin Mishpat title, not only do you officially have legal deed and title to something that it belongs to you, but you love it. And you're attached, and you can't be separated from it. The Be'er Ma'am Chaim Schusselenum is a big tzaddik. The Be'er Ma'am Chaim had a son that was a Mechal Shabbos. You see how I love my son? You see how I take care of him, even though he's a Mechal Shabbos, he's the Hells of Chavis. So if I can do that for my son, can't you do that for your children, even though we don't behave? When Hannah couldn't have a child for so many years, finally she had a baby. The baby's name was Shmuel, right? Shmuel Hanavi. So you remember that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Shmuel Hanavi was Mar Halach with a rabbi, therefore he was going to get killed because he passed in front of Eli. So it was decreed from Shalom that he was going to get killed. So Hannah runs, she goes to Eli HaKohen and she says, you know, you promised me a kid. So he says, look, what are you going to do? I'll daven for another kid, you'll have a different kid. So she says then, I don't want another kid. I'm not interested in other kids. You remember what she said? What was the lashon? El Hanar? El Hanar Hazeh Hispalal. I daven for this kid. Go tell a Jewish mother. Easy come, easy go. Take a mother up to Mount Herzl and show her the soldiers there. Take a walk with her and to her son's grave and say, hey, this is calm. It's okay, look, after he was killed, he had three other kids. It's a big nechama. El Hanar Hazeh Hispalal. Do you know how much I doubted for this child? Do you know how many sleepless nights I had taking care and singing lullabies to this kid? What do you mean, another kid? I don't care about anything else. Well, now it's Esbalal. Preparing to lose a child, Hashem Yarach. Well, now it's Esbalal. Why? Chaviv. The child is so dear. Because of that mitzvah that was put in. Sometimes in a family you have a difficult child. If your children is a difficult kid, maybe some of you with a difficult. The difficult kid, you know, that gives their parents a run for their money. So the parents' moms get crazy from that kid, but the deepest connections are usually between that kid and the parents. So that's how it is. But because the chavivus comes from the amelus that you put into something, but the black gemara is the same thing. With learning, easy come, easy go. When I was a kid, I used to read comic books, like Batman and Spider-Man and Superman, you know? I used to read these comic books. I remember in the back they had all this like things to get little kids like to invest. So there was this thing, in those years, stamp collecting was very popular. I know now it sounds very nerdy, but back then it was a big thing. I did it for like 3 months. So there was a thing in the back of the comic book, a big thing that said free stamps, 500 free stamps. I spoke to him about this, but said, 500 free stamps. My father said, I wanted to get this. You just have to put it into an envelope, and they sent you 500, which they did. They send you like from Nicaragua 500 of the same stamps. Whatever. My father said, you're not doing this. No way. I said, why not? He said, there's no such thing. There's no such thing free. There's some gimmick. There's something. There's no such thing as anything in the world that's free. And my father knows. He went through a lot of stuff. He went through a lot of stuff. To be a Jew, to be alive, he went through a lot. He suffered a lot. In the Holocaust, concentration camp, to be alive, to be a Jew. Those are things, nothing's for free. And if it is for free, then if it's something you get for free, it's gunish vet. It's not worth a dime. Forget about it. It's not worth anything. If you didn't have to work for something, it's not worth anything. So let's go back to Avraham Avinu, and then we'll do this tiny piece of the addition. So Avraham Avinu comes and he says, hey, you know what, we'll give you this place for free. Avraham Avinu says, I don't want it for free. It's your soul isn't for free. It's ours. But we've been going through so much in that place. You have to work so hard, and there's so much crying and bleeding and dying and suffering for that place to be able to have what belongs to us, that Hashem has put us through such established ours, because you know, some of the people that I've seen over the years, I talked to a lot of guys, I'm talking to guys for over 35 years, I'm talking to guys. The guys that I have found that have usually the biggest struggles in life are the rich kids. I don't know if any of you are rich, but the rich kids I find have usually the greatest struggles. Because they got a lot of stuff for nothing. They didn't have to do anything. They got a lot of stuff. And then it continues nowadays, the whole thing of entitlement. You want to go to yeshiva 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, daddy will pay for it. You want to get an apartment, daddy will pay for it. After a year, it's a nice little apartment. If all your friends have already moved into nice homes, all the B'nai Torah, you want to have your own place. When you get something for nothing, it's not worth much, you know. It's just how it is. That's the reality of life. On the rights of a kav shalom. A kav shalom is a thing that nowadays is not strong. Everybody's looking for the easy A. When you stand online to register for courses or something, you say, what are you, a political science major? Yeah. Who's the... You don't have to even say the words, you say. Which class should I take? So the person says, you want to learn a lot? You want to gain tremendous insight and knowledge? So you'll say, what are you, nuts? No, I just want an easy A. I want to know where I can go, and I just have to show up the first place and the last place, and I have to steal some of this term paper, get it off the internet, and that's it, A+. We're living in a time where nothing's worth anything. It's not worth it. Nothing's worth it. There's no kav shalom. Because for something to be kav shalom, it's not meaningless. This Gemara, the Sefer Gemara, is the greatest masterpiece of the 21st century so far. All right, the century's pretty new, but it's the greatest masterpiece. But you know what? In a certain way, I'm grateful I didn't have this when I was younger. Now I use it all the time. It's so geschmack. You have so much in one sefer. You can walk around with one of these the rest of your life. With the Masiftas. It's about, no? When I was in yeshiva, they just came out with the first Steintel's Gemara. When I was in high school, they had this Sonsino Gemara. But that had, like, when you're looking about the fruit for Arlo, I remember translating as uncircumcised fruit. And I remember saying to my friend, there's something they didn't tell us about it. Uncircumcised fruit. So then it was upgraded to the Steintel's. There was no English, it was just the Hebrew Steintel's, but we were able to do that. And then life started to get, like, a little bit better, you know? A little bit better. Make heads and tails out of the Gemara. So Sina was hard to figure out. They had these booklets in Amafkin, the booklets he used to keep inside the desk. The booklets in the Rebbe sword, and he would smack us over the head. I'm not exaggerating, he would really smack us over the head. One time, because we had the desk that used to go up, he had this little stand that kept the desk up. And one time, because we had to read the Gemara, so he used to read it from the one of the English. They only had Elimusias in Amafkin. And one time I was doing that, and the Rebbe put my hand in the thing, and he slammed it down like 10 times on my head. The desk, 10 times. Old days. And I didn't tell my father, because my father would give me another whack for doing something I wasn't supposed to do. But I'm grateful. I'm happy it's around now, the Masifta. There was something about carrying the Ritva, I guess the Ritva, carrying the Rashba, carrying the Rambam, and trying to figure this out, and trying to figure out Taisvos, trying to understand. There was a certain Chavivus that Torah had because of the Amelis that went into it. There's plenty of room for Amelis, even with Masifta. But it's getting harder. People are not interested in kav shalom. Everything is somebody else's. We're all rich, spoiled kids. So Eretz Yisrael doesn't come easy. Look at the piece of the Bedeshah. Schoik osol yelukim. It's just a sentence. Two sentences. Okay, so sorry, man, I had to wait until she's already an old lady until she has a kid. Yitzchak. She says, Schoik osol yelukim. Hashem made me such laughter and such joy. Now, everybody here knows that two names of Hashem that are used most often are Elokim and Yukevavke. Elokim always means what? Midas? I did, right? Yukevavke means Midas Arach. So what the Vitch is addressing is the question of why does it say Tzchok Asali Elokim? You would think that the Pasuk would say Tzchok Asali Havai, right? Tzchok Asali Yukevavke, Hashem. Because finally Hashem had Rachamanus on it. So you would think it would say Tzchok Asali Hashem. Why does it say Tzchok Asali Elokim? Elokim is holding back. Elokim is Midas Adin. That's not funny. Yitzchak is only Elokim. Bechlal, it's strange that Yitzchak, who is Midas Adin himself, his name is Yitzchak. Isn't that strange? Yitzchak is Midas Adin. He's the last person you think of, like when we stand up comedy, is Yitzhak Avinu, right? Yitzhak is Midas Hadin. And his name means Tzchok. Yitzhak is the Ashtev Sayyidis at Sadiq Achostev Kaddish. That's who he was. Midas Hadin. The Etzim. So what's so funny? Tzchok is Ali Elokim. And if she's talking about the great joy that Hashem has brought her by having a child, it should say Tzchok is Ali Hashem, not Elokim. What does Hashem do such a thing that he gives her a baby when she's so old? The like of that I call her, it's Bishnei Noor. Why could Sarimane have been one of the nice couples? Her and Avraham Avinu could have been walking around on Amsterdam Avenue with a stroller on Shabbos. Would have been nice, no? Like all these nice little couples. It would have been so nice. Sarimane watches all these couples. Another one. And nothing. It's an old lady. Doesn't even have the kelim to have a kid. Now, why does Hashem do that? Look at our kolaras b'shnei nur. Why didn't she have Yitzhak when she was 20? When she was 30? Why didn't she have a regular thing? So the Bedichah says, now you know the Bedichah. The Bedichah was the most loving person on earth. His descendants, there's a last name that many of his descendants have. It's called Gremdiger. Gremdiger means the compassionate one. His name means Rahmanis. Call the family member, the compassion. That's what the Bedichah loved every Jew. You know, what did he call a Jew? Every time he would meet a Jew, you know, he used to call a Jew. Now he used to call a Jew, you don't know? He used to say, any of you Russian? I don't speak Russian. He used to say, Sarachim. Sarachim means my heart. That's how he would speak to him. Before he would speak to him, he'd say, Sarachim, my heart. That's the kind of person he is. So look what he says. Kadeshet et starolza. The reason that Hashem waited so long to give her a child is that she should suffer. That she should have anguish and pain. So that afterwards, when she would have the child, the joy will be forever, be immeasurable. Here it is. That's America 2014. Something that comes easily. Without any tzar, ain't basimcha, doesn't have real joy. Something like 1/3 of America is on the antidepressants. You know that? Like 1/3. If you want to make a big fanos, you sell that stuff. It's better than selling marijuana. Antidepressants? 1/3 of America is taking antidepressants. It's the biggest fanos. You can ask a kasha. Life has never been so good. Okay, there are still difficulties, but really, life is good. Life is good. But you go to some miserable little shtetl someplace in Africa, They're not getting high in antidepressants. They sit around. They sit around the fire, cooking some relative or something. I don't know what they do there. And they're happy. They're having a good time. Nobody's depressed. They're not going to therapy. Just happy. Happy pagans, natives, living it up. What's wrong? They have a little bit to eat. They sing a nigger. They stole from Gandhi. What's bad? No antidepressants here. Place is plastered with antidepressants. Everybody's walking around. And with the medication, everybody has tinnitus and is upset. Can't do it, Shabbat, and I can't believe it's not in Basimcha. Ain't Basimcha. The generation is chalashing for some joy. Because we're living in a time when people are not paying for what they get. They're not working hard for what they get. That doesn't mean to say people are not working hard. They're people that don't go to sleep, they're working. But the things that count in life, so the Bedichah says, now we understand why it says, Schok asali Elokim. Elokim is Midas Hadin. Perish Elokim b'chinas din. Shemona mimeni pre-bitni ad atas manrav asali schok b'simcha. The reason that I'm able to have infinite joy is because I went through a lot of difficulties. I davened a lot and I worked hard. And I cried a lot to have this kid. Schok asali Elokim. Through Midas Hadin. That's what the Tzchok Yitzchok is Midas Hadin. Tzchok is only Lokim. So Avraham Avinu didn't want it for nothing. I was still paying a lot to have Yerushalayim, to have Heaven, to have Islam. I was still paying a lot. Three weeks ago, I was at Kever Rochel. I was there for Chasna for a day, and I ran with my daughter to Kever Rochel. And you know, when I was younger, Kever Rochel was like it looks in the old paintings, you know. And now it's like an army for Jews. Jews can't go over. They have to have soldiers and wolves. Rochel even sits there like she's in a prison. It's our country. It's our place. But we still haven't acquired it completely, apparently. Because it's not just a matter of legal title and ownership. Even if we could talk the United Nations into that, not that it pays to bother with Mr. Shai, apparently we haven't yet acquired it completely psychologically, emotionally, and ruchness we haven't acquired. That takes more time, more suffering. I don't know if it should be already finished. But it says in the Pasuk, we say, on Shabbos Niyantim, on Shchaydish, Esimcha, Oz Yimal Eschoik, Pinul Shanein, Avina, Oz Yimal Eschoik, and then our mouths will be filled with life. And then our mouths will be filled. Right now, they're not. So we have more bad news today. And we say that there'll be some tears, and there'll be some tillum, and then, you know, everybody will continue on. There'll be laughter. Today there won't be any more laughter, there won't be any more jokes, totally. But the truth is that someone who still feels a connection to being a Jew, the laughter is not full. A Jew can't laugh the way that a guy laughs. A Jew can't laugh because it's not finished, and it's not done. You can't laugh with a whole heart, with a full heart. So, I guess we can daven that Hashem's book should be able to bring laughter back to the people who have lost, or their family that we just heard about. And one of the Yidden was Moshe Tversky, Rabbi Tversky's brother from here. Sadik of the Yid. I met him twice. Tom Chochem was a personal precious thing. Lived Mamish separated from the world. Lived in Tyre and Mamish every minute. So Soloveitchik's grandson. Grandson of the Talmud Rebbe. All those who have lost, Hashem is Baruch Shem Rachmanis. We should be zeichet to see that whatever price Hashem wants us to pay, for all of these years, that we should really be finished paying. And all Zivol Yisrael, you know, then we'll be able to laugh. All Jews together, we'll be able to see it's just so clean. Have a memshelis zodah in the arts should be the card.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. There's one other point I want to mention before we go back into the Gemara, and that is, I don't know if you have it in your Gemaras, but in mine, Hagos Tzionim, in Os Hay, we mentioned this possibility yesterday that Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is the same thing as Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei. That the concept of Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa is the same thing as Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei. That's what the Ri said in our Taisus, and that's why it was Nisid Rabbanan. The Aruch says that if Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei is Mutter, but does the Aruch also hold that it's considered to be a Malacha Shein Tzrich LeGufa? Remember we mentioned that yesterday? And that means both Shitas will say that it's considered to be a Tziruf, because when you discuss Davar Shin and Miskaven, the classical case is you drag a bench, and it's 50-50 whether a hole is going to be made or not. But if you drag it on a soft ground, then it's inevitable that a hole is going to be made. That's called the Psik Reisha. Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa is you dig the hole, and I don't want the hole, I want the dirt. So the Ri says, Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei is Nisid Rabbanan. It's exactly called the Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa, because Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa is part of a lasser. Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei, he claims, is also Nisid Rabbanan. But the Aruch holds that Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei is Mutter. So if the Psik Reisha Lo Nichalei is Mutter, in what sense could it be like a Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa? That means every time Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa appears, it's Mutter. Remember we said that from the Tilil of David. So I saw yesterday, I don't know if you have it, but in my Agos Vitzunim Osei, and it's in the Kovitz before, she quotes from the Rivash, Afo gav the Malach Shein Tzrich LeGufa Aser Tzun Osei, L'Reb Shimon Heichad Elo Nichalei Klau Shari Tfei. He says it quotes the Chuvus Re'eim Simin Sadi Dalet. That's an unbelievable formulation. It's on the Aruch. Afogav b'machshin shiklihufas asur l'Rav Shimon. Heiched d'lo nichalei klal. If you despise it, shari tvei. So even the Aruch will hold to this formulation. Even the Aruch holds that it's considered to be a malach shein shikli gufa. Ah, is it a malach shein shikli gufa normally patra v'lasser? That's if I'm a part of a body. That's if I, I don't care about it. But if I despise it, it's winter. So I want you to get that down in your notes. That's what the Chubis Re'eim quotes. And that goes well with what we said yesterday. So we normally said, like Rabbi Chanan, that a psik reish lo nichleis mutter. Why? Because there's two stages. And if it's 100% inevitable, it's going to happen, then I treat the second stage if I have kavana. But if I despise it, we treat it as if you don't have kavana. But you say the fusion theory viewed as all one maisa. So the re says, yes, it's psik reish lo nichleis aser, it's a lakshin shel gufa. The Aruch says psik reish lo nichleis mutter, it's two stages, and if I despise the second stage, it's mutter. Now we're pointing out that there is an approach to say that psik reish lo nichleis mutter because it's exactly a lakshin shel gufa. So why is it mutter? It should be patra v'aser? Because when did Rav Shimon say patra v'aser? That's when it's what? When it's nichalei, or you're part of it. But when heichel lo nichalei klal shari tvei, if you despise it, it's considered to be mutter completely. So that's what I wanted to mention before we go right to the Gemara, that approach that we had yesterday, we see b'feirush in this Jewish reign in the Aruch, that the Aruch can be understood in one of two ways. Psik reish lo nichleis mutter, that it reigns two stages, and if I despise the second stage from happening, then I don't treat it like I have kavana, if it's mutter legami. Or you could say, no, it's all one fusion theory, and it's patur al-lasser should be. No, it's not. If it's lo nichleis klal, therefore it's mutter. Therefore, you could say that when you're chofer, I despise the fact that the hole is made, therefore it's mutter. If I despise it, it's mutter. Normally, lashon shlugufa is patur al-lasser. You have to say, all those cases of lashon shlugufa where you despise it, Rav Shimon will say it's mutter as well. Okay, and the truth is the Tosin Sukkah on Lamed Gimel Omid Beis says Beferish that Chofer Gumim Ein Tzarach Lafar is called a Psik Reish Lo Nichle. It's a Beferish at Taisus in Sukkah on Lamed Gimel Omid Beis says Beferish Chofer Gumim Ein Tzarach Lafar. Thank you, Daniel. Is called the case of Psik Reish Lo Nichle. That's the Lashon of the Taisus. Amazing Taisus, but he calls it a Psik Reish Lo Nichle. Must be that it becomes what if you despise it? It's mutter. On Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Taisa says, "Dibra Maskil Mode, a region of Loshen, Yeshlom Reim Miskav, and also my name is Choshul Bavarasum, but Kach Potter Reb Shimon should have Loshen Shikol Guva Kamo Chofer Gumo Ve'Eno Tzarech El Afara. The Potter Reb Shimon Afogav the Psik Reishu says it Beferish. He calls Chofer Gumo Ein Tzarech Afara Psik Reishu. He calls it a Psik Reishu. So why is it Mutter? Because it's considered to be something you don't like." You don't like it, it becomes not only patar v'aser, it becomes mutter. That's what the Tilul David says. So that's what I wanted to mention as well. Okay, let's start the next piece of the Gemara, okay, where we left off yesterday. The topic we're discussing is whether Bir Rishon is permissible on Shabbos. And the Gemara had said, Beferish, we saw the Gemara, that Rav, according to the version that was said in Surah, in the yeshiva of Rav matur b'Rishona, Shmuel aser b'Rishona. The shayla is doing a malach on Shabbos, breaking the besula. That's the shayla. And Rav matured it and Shmuel aser it. That was the version in Bei Rav. And the Gemara said that Lamaisa, Rav holds like Reb Yehuda. Let's look inside the Gemara of Vavim and Aleph, because that'll be the segue into the Taisus. The Gemara says in the middle of Vav and Aleph, the Olam Rav Kereb Yehuda Svirule. Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, and I asked Daniel, where did we try to find in Shas? I want you to get it down. But Rav holds like Reb Yehuda, Dabar Shemiz Kavin Zasser, in Shas. He says it right here. That's the Gemara. Shmuel in Shas holds like Reb Shimon, Dabar Shemiz Kavin Zasser. We're still trying to track down the Beferish Gemara. But the Rishonim always assume that Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. So we have to track down the exact Gemara. But here the Gemara says, Rav holds a Reb Yehuda, Darvish Miskavin Zasser. So how can Rav allow Bir Rishon on Shabbos? Li'olam Rav can Reb Yehuda Svirulei, L'hach Nishta Damrim Dan Mifkid Pakid. If you hold that Dan is Mifkid Pakid, which means the blood is not, it's like a packet. And when the blood comes out of her body, it's not a Chavurah. If you hold like the Lashon Lishna Damar Dan Nifkepakin, why is it mutter? Darbershim is Kavin is Usser. You're not Mechavin to the Pesach, who cares? But if you're not Mechavin to the Pesach, you made a binyan. A binyan is one of the malachas on Shabbos. So if the Darbershim is Kavin is Usser, how can you allow Bir Rishona? Even if the Dam is Nifkepakin. Nifkepakin means that the blood in the Besu is like a packet, it's not part of her body. It like comes out. So it's not a malachah. So the Gemara says, not a malacha, so what's the problem? There's a Pesach that's opened. If the Pesach is open, that's a malacha of binyan. So if that's a malacha of binyan, you got a problem. So the Gemara says, not a problem. Mekalkul leitzel Pesach, period. We have a general klal in Shas, Mishnah and Shabbos, Kufav and Aleph, that to be mechal Shabbos, you must be mechal in a constructive manner. This is a destructive manner. Memela, since it's destructive, the Memela becomes what? It becomes mutter. Okay? Basically, we learned on the Tosfos on Hamid Beis that if you put together Darshin and Miskavin plus Mekalkel will be Mutal Agami. Because Mekalkel itself is normally Pater of a Lusser. Downgrades it from being Deiraisa to Deron. So how's it Hetter Gomer? You put together Darshin and Miskavin and Mekalkel, we had a whole Mahalach on that based on Tosfos and Hamid Beis. We discussed that at great length, what the Pshat in the Tosfos is. Because normally Darshin and Miskavin, why is that a Sneef? Why is that a Svar to be Mekel? But Tosfos has a theory, we went through a whole Mahalach on that, that if you put together those two theories, Darshin Miskav Mekalkel is a Hetter Gomer. So that's the Gemara's answer according to that Lashon. Lahach Lishna, the other Lashon on Hamid Beis, Damer Dam Chiburim Echbar, Mekalkel Bechaburahu. But if you hold Dam is Chiburim Echbar, it's part of her body. And if the blood comes out, it's like you struck her, it's Chabalah. So how's it Mutter? We hold that it's usher. So what's the answer? Mekalkel b'chaburahu. Because mekalkel b'chaburahu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is pater of a usher as well. So again, if you put together darshin and miskavin, plus the fact it's mekalkel, you arrive at Rav's psak that Bir Rishon is put there on Shabbos. Okay? That's what the Gemara says, black on white. Okay? And the Gemara solves Rav's psak, not a problem, because we had on Hamid Beis. So a little bit of milasim, but we're being masbred to you. The shayla is what's the nature of the dam? We always shy away from machlekes mitzias. You can't have a machlekes mitzias because go ask the like Rav Aaron Soloveitchik that our Rebbe said the Gemara has a machlekes above a kama whether oxen are tame or not. Go ask a zoologist. So they'll tell you 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame? Do you need 51% or 50%? Any machlekes you can't have the mitzias. You got to love the size of it. So the same shayla here is the blood comes out. The shayla is you've got to ask, you know, dermatologists whether to what degree of pressure has to be put on. The blood comes out by itself, or you have to strike it. Is that considered to be part of the body or not? You can't have a machloikas in shas. That's a machloikas in mitzias. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Machloikas of Yochum and Nuri Nechum, whether rice is considered to be chametz or not. Go to the laboratory. So we went to the laboratory. The question is how to interpret the results. How much does rice ferment? If it reaches that ratio, then it's considered to be chametz. If not, not. Okay, so that's the Gemara that says Pshat and Rav. So let's see Tosfos inside Leolim. Take a look at that. Kib, you want to read the Tosfos? Let's look inside now, Leolim, guys, okay? So that's the Pshat in the Gemara. We solved Rav. Go ahead.
So Leolim Rav, Krib Yudas, Verlay. Veshmulam Nami, Ika, sorry, Veshinuye. Sorry.
Right, so what's Tosfos bothered by? Tosfos is very bothered by, why is the Gemara only concerned with Rav? That there was a steer in Rav. Why are we bothered by Shmuel's Shita within the version of the Bei Rav? Shmuel was the one who assered Bir Rishona. So we know in Shas that Shmuel holds like Rav Shimon that Darshin Shimon is Kavanah's Mutter. So why was the Gemara perplexed with that? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. Many of the Rishon Rabbanabai we're going to get to. But that's what the problem is here. Why is it more only bothered by a steer in Rav? What about a steer in Shmuel? Shmuel in Kol HaTorah Kula holds what? Darshin Shimon Miskavin is Mutter, like Rav Shimon, Eli. So why did the Gemara ask that? Why Yasser be Rishon? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. So what does he say? Start again in Tosfos, please. L'yoylam.
So L'yoylam Rav Krib Yudah Tzvirlai. L'shmuel Nami Ikal Shnuay. L'yoylam Krib Shmuel Tzvirlai. L'ach Lishna.
So let's plug it in. Lach lishna damar.
Lach lishna damar dam mifkad pakid.
If you hold dam is mifkad pakid, and therefore it should be mutter to have Bir Rishona. So why is it asur according to Shmuel? Go ahead.
The Pesach, I'm sorry.
Oh, because it was mechavit for the Pesach. If it's mechavit for the Pesach, then obviously it's an isur binyan, and therefore Shmuel asks Bir Rishona. I don't you Shmuel hold ever shmiskavit and shas is mutter like Rav Shimon, but here I had kavana for the Pesach, so I have kavana. It's asur. Go ahead, and how do I plug in the other one? Oh, and according to the other Lashon, it says, if he wants the plot, it's easy. Therefore, it's an Isser Kabbalah. So Tosus fills in the blank that the Gemara did not. No problem. You can say there's no steer in Shmuel. And what Tosus is saying is the Gemara didn't need to because you could figure it out on your own. And that's exactly what Tosus said. Fill in the blank. Shmuel also, you have Shimon and call it to Rakul Devers Miskabas Mutter. So why you ask her to be Rishon on Shabbos? No problem. If I owe Mithkir Pocket, my Kavan is for the Pesach. That's in the Serbin. If I owe Dam is Mithkaburi Mechbar, my Kavan is for the Dam. That's Kabbalah. No problem. That's why it's Osir. Okay? Yes, Tani, go ahead.
The Isher of Shmuel in the Tosos.
Yes.
In the second one, the half lesson of the Amar Chibur and Chaber.
Yes.
Do you even need to say Ladam Hutzar? Because wouldn't that be also anyway?
Well, you have to do it for the Dam. That was the Lashon of Gemara on Hamid Beis. Ikid Amri.
Within the Lashon of that, it's Chibura. It's assuming it's Chibura. Right?
Right. You could have said Pesach too. Remember, we said there are three modes when he has the Birishon. He can have in mind the Dam, which depends whether it's Chibur and Mechbar, that would be also Zvithka Puck and it's not. You can have in mind the Pesach, which is always Osir, no matter what you hold, Chibur and Mechbar and the Kibbukin. And then you can have Lanas Atzmo, the third mode, which makes it Mutter.
Why specifically was
this? No, he's just echoing what it says in Hamid Beis. Im Tim Salam, it said Ikadam, Im Tim Salam, Chibur and Mechbar, Dam Mutzar. It could have said Lepesach,
oh, okay.
Just the Gemara didn't say it. Right. Remember, we said the three modes a guy can have in mind when he does Birishon. Ladam Mutzarich, Lawais, it depends whether you hold Mifkut Pocket or Chibur Mechbar. If you hold Mifkut Pocket, it's going to be Mutter. If you hold Chibur Mechbar, it's going to be Osir. If it's Lepesach, it's always a problem. Because it's always going to be Pesach. If it's Lanas Atzmo, it's always going to be Mutter. Yes, Kibi, go ahead.
Why? I don't understand, though. For the Gemara, like, how does Tosa's answer make sense? Because the Gemara felt the need to say out Rav when you also could have made
right.
an assumption what Rav is, meaning the same way that, oh, you could use your logic and figure out Shmuel, you could have used your logic and figure out Rav.
Good. Okay. Nurse, why does Tosa's have us fill in the blank, right?
Yeah, he's like,
let the Gemara do it, you're saying.
Right. Or let the Gemara not do it by Rav. Meaning, why are we doing by Rav when not by
right. Nurse, why does the Gemara make such an effort, you're saying? Why does the Gemara make such an effort? Lomaisa like that. Okay, I hear you. So let's.
Isn't the Gemara trying to figure out Shitas Rav though at the time?
Yeah, it is. But Lomaisa, the Gemara could have also figured out Shmuel. There's the Kibi saying the Gemara.
With Shmuel Shita. We didn't have a Gemara against Shmuel Shita.
Okay, we'll see. We have Shmuel holds Darav Shemiskavin and Shas.
Right, we didn't have the Gemara brought. Is that really Shmuel Shita? We have a Gemara.
Yeah, it is Shmuel
Shita.
The assumption of all the Shom Shmuel holds that we just got to pin down the Gemara and Shas. There's more you got to say. The Gemara did mention Rav holds like Rebuta. You're right. Rav does hold like Rebuta that Darav Shemiskavin. We have that to favors, but we're assuming that Shmuel holds Darav Shemiskavin. So we're going to ask that the same theory. Let's see a little bit more in the Rishon and what they say. Okay, so if you look in the Ra'ah, that the Shita Mekubetzes quotes. Okay. The Ra'ah quotes is quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Ritva here adds on, okay? They add on the following. They add on that you must say Mekalka b'chavur ischaif. Why must you say Mekalka b'chavur ischaif? The Ra'ah and the Ritva add on that Mekalka b'chavur ischaif. Why do they add on the Mekalka b'chavur ischaif? Because if you don't say it like that, if you're miskavim l'isser, you still would be meiko by what? By the din of Mekalko. So in other words, the Ritva, in other words, what is Tosus discussing within Shmuel, right? What did it say? That if I'll chibur in Echbar, ladam utzarech, and it's what? And it's Osir, correct? But the Ritva and the Shita Mekubetzes add on, you must also say, Ezra, that Mekalko b'chabur is chayiv.
It's only so because corner of you.
No, but why must you say Mekalko b'chabur is chayiv? Because if you don't say Mekalko b'chabur is chayiv, we would be meiko by Mekalko. We would be Mako by Mekalko.
Are we Mako by Mekalko?
What'd you say? Not Mekalko, but Chabur is a Machlekes Shimon Rav Yehuda. So you have to say that Shmuel holds Mekalko, but Chabur is Chayiv.
Like
Rav Shimon.
He holds like Rav Shimon.
By Darshan Miskavin, he holds like Rav Shimon. How do you know it's obvious he holds like Rav Shimon by Mekalko, but
Chabur? The Gemara is saying that Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Yehuda.
No, not on the contrary. The Gemara is at every stage you got to Im Tim Salomar. Just because you hold Darshan Miskavin, he holds like Shmuel. He also gives Shimon that Darav Shemiskavin is mutter. That doesn't shed any light. Mekalka b'chavura. You have to say also he holds mekalka b'chavura. Let me just mention to you: there's three machloekis in Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. By Darav Shemiskavin, Reb Shimon's mutter. Reb Yehuda holds Darav Shemiskavin is aser. B'loch shen shagufa. Reb Shimon holds potter of aser. Reb Yehuda holds chayiv. By mekalka b'chavura, they're flipped. Reb Shimon says chayiv. Reb Yudas is Potter. The two of the three Reb Shimon's make Reb Yudas Machra, Makakavuru, it's flipped. So you must say, to say that Makakavuru, Lamaisa, Puri Bechra, Lamut Sarah, it's not so poshut that it's Osir. You have to add on, says the Ritva. You have to add on, says the Ra'ah in the Ritva. The Ra'ah is quoted in the Shittim of Gobentis. You must add on the Makalka Makabura Sky. Again, Shmir says, but listen. Tais is talking. No, I'm talking within Shmuel. Within Shmuel. Within Shmuel. We're talking within Shmuel. What does Tais say? Tais plugs in Shmuel. Why it's not a steer? Shmuel holds Dabrish and Miskavin is Mutter. Correct? So what do you say by what? Why are you going to ask for Bir Rishona? If you're Nifkin Parkin, what's the din? Why is it Aser? Lepesa Chutzara or what else? You say Lepesa Chutzara and if you're Chubir Mechbar, why is it Aser? But you, what must you add on, says the Ritva and the Ra'ah. Don't just say Ladam Chutzara. You have to say Mekalka Bechabur Eskayiv. You got to add that on, that last line in the Tosfos. You have to add that last line into the Tosfos. Because if you don't have that last line, it's not enough to say Chubir Mechbar Ladam Chutzara. But it's Mekalka, she's no longer a Basula, she's a Ba'ula. She's been downgraded. So Makalka, we know in Shabbos, is Potter. Not if you hold like Rav Shimon. Makalka, Bechabur Eskayiv. So you have to hold Lamaisa. It's not so Poshet Ezra. Just because I hold like Rav Shimon, my Darvashim Eskavin is Mutter, I'll prove it to you. Darvashim Eskavin Mutter is a Kulah. Makalka, Bechabur Eskayiv is a Chumrah. Just because you hold like Rav Shimon, my Darvashim Eskavin, which is a Kulah, certainly is not going to shed light on Makalka, Bechabur, that I'm going to be Chayiv.
It just seems like the flow of the Tosos that he's.
No, but I'm saying they're opposites. Davar Shemeskav is mutter.
Just because you're off the whole Tosa saying that's
only on the topic of Davar Shemeskav. In fact, the whole Gemara said that they're not Habat Talia. Remember, the Gemara said if you hold Davar Shemeskav, then what are you going to hold Makaka Bechaburah? One's not told you on the other. And I'm strengthening it to you. Davar Shemeskav is mutter, Makaka Bechaburah is Chayiv. So you have to say on Tosus. When Tosu says, you have to add on there, Simcha, that Makalka Bechabur Eskayiv. Why did Tosus not mention it? That's what I want to ask you guys. Why did Tosus not mention what the Ritva and the Ra'ah says? You follow what I'm saying, Kibi? In other words, you have to, Lachlis, and you also have to add on, says the Ritva, and the Shibnik, that's the Makalka Bechabur Eskayiv. Follow me, Ellie? Why did Tosus say that? Why didn't our Tosus say that? Why did Tosus leave it out? You hear what I'm saying? Why did Tosfos leave it out? So I think the pshat is like this. That Tosfos l'shitaso, we learned on hand the base. That if you have a combination of Makalka and a Darshin Miskavin, the halach is that we assume, and that's what Tosfos holds l'shitaso, you only mark Makalka with the tziruf of any Miskavin. And if that's the case, even Makalka, l'maisu, Makalka b'chabur is potter, still potter of a lesser. Right? Unless you say that Darshin Miskavin also is with it. So in other words, according to Tosfos, you don't need to say this. Halacha Lamaisa. According to Tosfos L'shitaso, that's what Tosfos says. That Lamaisa, L'hach Nisha Damar Chiburim Bechel Adamu Tzarech, he adds on, you have to say Makaka B'chabur Eskayiv. You have to add that on. Why do you have to add that on? Why do you have to add that according to Tosfos? Tosfos L'shitaso, so you're never going to be matter. Mekalko, unless what? Unless it's a combination of Darshin and Miskavin. You need both. So even if it's Mekalko, Mekalko, Mechabur is Potter, it's still Potter of Lasser. It's still going to be Potter of Lasser. So when Tosfos says what he's saying, according to Shmuel, it's not a problem. He asks B. Rishona. Why does he ask B. Rishona? So the Ra'ah and the Ritva say, you have to add on Mekalko, Mechabur is Chayiv. Because if you don't say like that, even if it's Miskavin L'Isser, I would still be Mekalko and say it's Mekalko. Right? Even if Miskavin Isser, I would still say it's Makaka. So I have to say Makaka Bechabur Eskayiv. Tosfos says, I don't have to say that. I don't have to say that at all. Because Halacha L'maaseh, according to Tosfos, the only time Makaka anyway is going to be Mekel is if you also say Darshin Miskavin. Tosfos didn't have to mention it. Tosfos Shitoso. According to Tosfos, yeah. The only way you could answer it is L'maaseh if you're Makavin. Right? You only can be make with two components, according to us. You need Makalka and you need Darshin Miskavin. You always need that. So the Ritva, the Ra'ah and the Ritva say, you have to add on the Makalka Bechabur Eskayiv. Because if not, even if I'm a Miskavin Lisser, I still could be make on based on Makalka. That's not true. That's what I want you to get. That's what I want you to get. According to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, once you're mechavin l'isser, I can still make him mutter based on mekalkel. I can still have that offset theory. According to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, if I'm mechavin l'isser, I can still make him mutter based on mekalkel. Even if I'm mechavin l'isser, according to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, I can still make it okay with mekalkel. Mekalkel on its own. Why didn't Tosis say it? Because Tosis understood that once you're mechaving, halacha l'maisa, according to Tosis, it's not true. If you're mechaving, mekalkel's not enough to make it mutter. You need both, according to Tosis, all the time. You need mekalkel, and you also need darsh and miskaving. You need both components to make it mutter. All the time, you need both components. That's Tosis' shita. Mekalkel and darsh and miskaving, all the time. The Ritva and the Ra'ah coming from a different perspective. They hold that, even if you're mechavim nisr, if it's mekalkel, it would be okay. If it's mekalkel, it would be okay. One point is enough. So that's why we're suggesting that Tosis doesn't mention it at all. Tosis doesn't mention this because he feels that once you're mechavim, mekalkel l'mais is not enough to be mekalim. You need to what? You need mekalkel and darsh miskan. So if the Tosis, it's a darsh poshut, that you always need both items to be mekalim. The Ritva and the Ra'ah say, oh, I want you to know. It says, L'dam Mitzorech, and it's considered to be Aser. Dam Chiburi Mechbar, and after Mechad Lotzi Dam, it's Aser. Oh, you better make sure that Mekalka B'chibur is Chayiv also. Because if Mekalka B'chibur is not Chayiv, it would be a problem. According to Taisis, it's not true. According to Taisis, you need two components. You need Mekalka and Darish and Miskafin. Once you be Mechavin, it still would be Aser. That's why Taisis doesn't mention it. That's why Tyson Hammond Bays is Lushitoso to our Tyson. That's the Kiddush you want to point out. You follow what I'm saying? You got that Kiddush again? Enochim, you got it? You guys follow this? You follow what I'm suggesting? It's harder because you're in the middle of the Sugya. In other words, you have to know from Hammond Bays, Tyson held that if you have a Darvish and Miskavin and Makako, it makes it Mutter. You have to have both. It's not enough to be Makako. The Ritva and the Ra'ah say, even if Kavanah Isser, if it's done in a destructive way, it's enough to be made. So that's why the Ritva says, when you say Dam Chibur Mechel, Dam Mitzorach, you better make sure you hold Mekalkel B'chabur is Chayef. Because if Mekalkel B'chabur is not Chayef, Halacha L'maisa, it would be Potter. That means Mekalkel on its own. Even when your Mechavim is enough to make it Mutter. Tulsa says that's ridiculous. You always need a Darsh and a Mechavim, and you need Mekalkel. Mekalkel's not enough to do it. That's why we want to be Mechavish, bless you, Shalom, that Tulsa doesn't mention this. Tosus doesn't mention that, oh, and you have to add on that Mekalkel B'chabur is Chayef. Because to him, according to Tosus, it doesn't make a difference. Even though Mekalkel B'chabur is Potter wouldn't be Mutter. Because once you're Mechaving, you're done. You need both components all the time. That's the Chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay? That's number one Chiddush we want to say from the Tosus. Eli, you got me? Okay. Now let's take this a step further. If you look in that Ritva, it's interesting. If you look in the Ritva and the Ra'ah, inside, they don't say a word about what? They don't say a word about Mefkud Pocket. They only focus on Chiburi Mechbar. They only focus on Chiburi Mechbar. Why do they only focus on Chiburi Mechbar? Because they hold, if you're Mekalkel, even if you're Meskavim Nisr, it's Mutter. That's they hold the Shitasso. They hold the Shitasso that if you have one thing, even if you're Miskav and Lisser, if it's Mekalkel, it's Mutter. Halacha L'maisa. They hold, and it becomes Mutter because of Makom Mitzvah, and therefore what it be Rishon is a Mitzvah. Halacha L'maisa. So it comes out that only according to Chiburi Mechbar, we would assume Halacha L'maisa that what? That you have this what? This Chiddush, because they hold one is enough, Mekalkel is enough. So it comes out on the side of Dam Nifkid Pakid, we wouldn't ask her even if we're Miskav and Lepesach. Because the Pesach is a kilkel by her, and therefore it would be mutter. So in other words, what we want to suggest is, you know why the Ritva and the Ra'ah don't mention Mifkid Pocket? Why don't they mention Dam Mifkid Pocket? Because to them, Mekalkel alone is enough to be Mekel. You don't even have to discuss it.
In what case? In the Mifkid Pocket?
Yeah, in the Ritva and the Ra'ah, right, they only bring up Chiburi Mechbar. Why don't they bring up Mifkid Pocket? Because to them it's Pashut if you have one element. If you have one element of kulam, the kilkul makes it mutter. It drops it to an isidrus, an isidrabonim, a makom mitzvah, it becomes mutter legamri.
Within Mifkad Pocket, though.
Within Mifkad Pocket. The reason why they don't mention Mifkad Pocket, because to them it's a number portion that it's mutter. Because as long as it's always kilkul. It's always kilkul. So lamaisa, we're not going to ask, even if you mechavin lepesach, it's mutter. Even Mechavim Pesach it's mutter. So therefore, they don't even deal with the situation of Dam Mifkid Pocket. That's the Chiddush we want to bring up. So the two Chiddushim. According to the Ritva and the Ra'ah, they don't bring up the concept of Mifkid Pocket. Because the reason why they don't bring it up is because to them, one element is enough to be Beko, Kilkol. So it's a Dara Pashin. It drops it from an Issa Dressus to Rabbanan, becomes Mitzvah. So that's why it's Pashin. So those are the two points I want to be Mechadish.
It wasn't
the
Mako Mitzvah, though.
It would still remain
Nasa.
Right,
so
right,
it's
but it's understood. But Makom Mitzvah becomes Mut.
Yeah,
but I'm just, the two Chiddushim we're pointing out is, number one, why does Tosfos not mention that you have to hold the Kalka of the Chaburus Chayiv? Because Tosfos Shitos on Ehemei says you always need both points to make a Mutter. Dover Sheinim is Kavin and Makalka. If it's a Dover Makavin, you're finished. The Ritvon Ross say no. Even if you're a Makavin, if it's the Kalka can offset the Kavana. That's number one. Number two is, if you look in the Ritva and the Ra'ah, the Ritva and the Ra'ah only discuss the Sa'ar Kippuri Mechpar. Because they hold that the Kakal alone is enough to make it Mutter, even if you're Mechavim Isser. If it's Mifkid Pocket, it's a Dover Poshet that it's okay. Because it's always Kilkal. Even if you're Mechavim Pesach, you're not going to Asser. So the Mail, it's always going to be Mutter. So those are the two Chidushim we want to point out here, Lemaisim, on this din. Okay. Then the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, interesting, he says, the Kasha of the Gemara was on who? Who's the Kasha of the Gemara on?
Rav.
So let's see the Gemara. The Kasha of the Gemara was a steer in Rav. So this is introduces the Vaita Gemara. So let's look at the Vaita Gemara. The Ritva says, Mesiv, look in the Gemara, it says, Mesiv Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda asks the following Kasha. Tinokish lo igiras mana liros. Venises, Beishamrim of Nosin lo arba leilis, Beisilom achetichia maki. Igias mana liros, Venises, Beishamayon of Nosin lo laila rishin, Beisilom admotsoi shabbos. The Gemara says arba leilis. You give me arba leilis. So what's the case? So let's introduce as follows. We've said this many times. We are machmir, bir rishona. We treat dam besulim like dam nidin. That's how we treat it, halacha l'maisa. The husband has to be poorish from the woman. That's the din, halacha l'maisa. This Mishnah in Nida is before that takana, is before that gzeri. This Mishnah was before what? Before that gzeri. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah says if you have a what? A young girl, a tinokis who gets married, who has not started menstruating, and she's, let's say, not 12 yet, she gets married, and then she has bia. So the question is, well, maybe she started menstruating, or maybe it's time to sue. What's the din? Beis Shamri says we give her 4 nights. All the blood that she sees in these first 4 nights where she has bia, we assume they're always dam besulim, and they don't have to be porish. However, if she has blood after the 4 nights, we no longer assume it's dam suim, we assume it's dam nidin. That's what Beis Shamashit is by a woman that has not menstruated yet. She's a young tinokis, before the age of 12. Beis Hillel says, we assume that they can live together after the 4 nights until the wound has been healed. Until the wound has been healed, we assume that any blood that comes out is dam suim and not dam nidin. Okay? That's the first case in the Mishnah. The second case in the Mishnah is the girl has arrived at the time of menstruation, but has not started. She's Igias Manaleros. Let's say she's 12. She's arrived at the age of Anara. And what happens? She gets married. Beis Shammai downgrades now. You give her only the first night. They could be together multiple times. The whole first night, we assume, is Dam Besulim. After that, we're choshish, it's Dam needed. And Beis Hillel says, downgrades from the first case. He says, we give you 4 nights, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Arba Leilos until Motzei Shabbos, we assume it's Dam Suin. From after that time, we assume it's Dam Didi. So what does the Gemara say? Let's continue in the Gemara Nomad base. My Lav, the Gemara says, and we'll get into the details, we'll get into it today or tomorrow, I don't have time today, but it says, for our purposes now, it says, My Lav, isn't it talking about the low boil? If he didn't have Bia Gemura, Matzi boil. If he didn't have Bia Gemura, he can have Bia Afilu B'Shabbos. My lav ilo ball mutzi ball afilu b'shabbos. What does it mean that if he wasn't bowler, completely, let's say, he didn't have bia gemura, that's the way we're going to learn Pashup Shabbat, there's still basubim she has in her body. Mutzi ball afilu b'shabbos, she can be bowler even on Shabbos. So you see that what this bia shnia, even though it's a second time, but still there's basubim there, it's tantamount to bia rishona. So you see from this Mishnah, the Feirush Mishnah, that it's mutter to have bia rishona on Shabbos. Kasha and Shmuel, my lav dilo boil, mutzit boil afilu b'shabbos. You see that even if you don't have a full bia gemura, you can have the bia shnia, which will get rid of the psulim that are still there. You can have it on Shabbos. That's against Shmuel. Shmuel's version is that what bia rishon is also on Shabbos. So according to the pashup shot in this gemara, this kasha is on who? On Shmuel. Just like the previous section we had in our gemara kasha was on Rav. And Tosos filled in the blank on Shmuel. Now this kasha, the Gemara from the Mishnah needed, is discussing what? Is discussing a kasha on Shmuel. It flips. Okay? Let's see the Rashi's inside. Okay? Let's see the Rashi's. Ezra, go ahead. Shaloi ki is manaliros. Go ahead. Read the Rashi. Anamad Aleph. Shaloi ki is manaliros.
Shaloi ki is manaliros. Shaloi ki, sorry. Shaloi ki is manaliros. Masasas nira amar.
When does a girl start menstruating? The age of 12. Go ahead. Those 4 nights we assume any blood she sees is because of the beard. Go ahead. We assume it's dam sulam. Go ahead. Kozman that she has blood from the beard, we assume the wound hasn't healed. So that's after 4 nights. That's the first case. Second case in the Mishnah, go ahead. She reached the age of menstruation she hasn't yet seen.
Yeah,
multiple bias the first time we assume it's not a zulun. Go ahead.
So my love, hinach, abalelos ad motzi shabbos, tiktani lahachi, tani lahu, ti'i lo baal bila gemura, mazin limival, limival.
If he didn't have bia gemura, he's able to finish it up. You know, harosav is like a mixes beer, right? And harosav when he's back this tour, go ahead. When he's back this himself in turn, go ahead. It's always down besum because they weren't completed yet. Go ahead. You see, it's mutter to do a chabura b'shabbos. Kashan Shmuel. So this is a kashan Shmuel. It says b'schilu b'shabbos. So the pashup shat in Gemara is that it's a kashan Shmuel. Okay. Shmuel, according to Rav's verb, the Rav had asked, you see from this that it's mutter. Even though technically it's really Bia Shnia, but for our purposes the same thing, because the Psulim were not completed. Okay. So the Ritva has a line here, beautiful line. He says, this Kasha, the Gemara, as we said, is on who? Is on Shmuel. Okay? Let me ask you.
Can we say it's on Rav?
No, this Kasha is on Shmuel. This Kasha the Gemara is on Shmuel according to Rav's version, Bei Rav. Because in Bei Rav's version, Rav Matar Birishona and Shmuel Aser Birishona. So we're asking on that. So maybe this is what you were referring to, Meir Simcha. But why can't you say the Kasha Lamaisa is on what? Is on Rav according to Bnei Nardah's version. In Bnei Nardah, which is the Makom of Shmuel, it was flipped. And Rav was the one who Aser. That's what the Ritva asks here. Okay? That's what the Ritva asks here. So what's the pshat? So this is what I want you. We've got to pin down where those Gemaras are. But the Ritva says something beautiful here. He says, you know why that can't be the Kasha? Because why does Rav Aser be a Rishon on Shabbos if you have that version? If you have Bei Nardah's version. Why did Rav Aser be Rishon on Shabbos? Because Darshin Miskaven is Aser. You're going to ask on Rav from a Mishnah needed? You know what the Rav would answer? Don't bother me on that. That Shmuel's like that Mishnah's like Reb Shimon. That Darv Shimon is Gavin is Mutter. You cannot say that the Kasha is on what? Is on Rav and it's Shmuel's version. Why can't you say that? Because the answer would be obvious. Rav would say you're asking on me from the Mishnah needed. That Mishnah needed is according to Reb Shimon, holds Darv Shimon is Gavin is Mutter. I hold like Reb Yehuda, we know in Shas, who holds Reb Yehuda that holds Darv Shimon is Gavin is Usser. So therefore, the Ritva says you couldn't ask such a kasha. But Lamaiser, if Chistu was asking on Shmuel, what does Shmuel hold? What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds Darshin Miskaven is what? Is Mutter, and despite that, what? He says that Bir Rishon is Aser, correct. Memeila, what we're asking on that, You're against the Beferish of Mishnah in the Sechus Nidin. It's a beautiful cheshbon that Rishna says. Rav Voss says, the kasha of the Gemara is on Shmuel. In Bay Rav's version. Shmuel Aser Bir Rishona, Gemara has got a Mishnah Nidin that says Beferish Bir Rishona is Mutter on Shabbos, correct? So the Rav Voss says, why can't we say that kasha could be on Rav and take Bay Nardah's version? Where Rav was the one who asked be Rishon. Because the answer why Rav asked be Rishon is based on the Rishon of Scabbos Asr, because he holds a Gemuda. So Rav would say, yes, I got a Kasha for me from Mishnah Nida. That Mishnah Nida is like a Shimon. The whole Rishon of Scabbos Mutter. So the Kasha doesn't start. Whereas the way we're presenting the Gemara, right? We're presenting the Gemara that the Kasha's on who? On Shmuel, despite the fact that Shmuel holds the Rishon of Scabbos Mutter, he answered it. Because why? The Kalkab HaKabur is Chayiv, right? Despite the fact that he said Darashim is Kavan is Mutter. He said the Kalkab HaKabur is Chayiv. He had Sfaras, why was Bechayiv? Kabur and Mechbar. So we're asking Lamais on that. How can you tell me that you, Shmuel, holds like from Shimon and Darashim is Kavan is Mutter, despite that you asked it? You see from this mission it's Mutter. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, Shmuel, the Thayrish Lamais held, that Darshan Misgavin was Mutter, but despite that he answered it. So if despite that he answered it, what's going on? How could you say you're against the Mishnah? And you can't tell me Rav Tano Polik. You could say Rav Tano Polik, Lamaisa only on Rav, but not on Shmuel. We don't say it on another Amorai, right? The Gemara Daf Ches only says that on who? On Rav. So that's what the Ritva wants to say. It's a beautiful one. It's a beautiful hezbollah, why it can't be the Kashi the other way. We know why Shmuel holds Dover Shem Miskavim's Mutter. We want to pin down the Gemara, we got to pin down the Gemara. But he holds Dover Shem Miskavim. No, he holds like a Buddha, Lakshan Shilugu Miskavim. That's a Gemara that's an Dapay Dalit. Shmuel has a split. He holds Dover Shem Miskavim's Mutter like a Shim, he holds Lakshan Shilugu Miskavim like Rabbi Yudin. He makes a split between the two. But we know that. Lamaisa, I thought in the notes maybe they would quote the Gemara. But that's what Shmuel holds, Lamaisa. And then we're asking on that, so how could you ask or be Rishonim? How could you ask if you're shown it? It says the first, it's Mutter. Okay, so that's the kasha. All right. There's an amazing thing you see here from this Mishnah. Beautiful Chiddush of the Or Semech. Okay? What were in the Mishnah Nida that we just quoted, what were the two cases? The first case was a girl who was young before menstruation. The second case was a girl who had reached the age of menstruation but hadn't yet started. Those are the two cases the Mishnah Nida. Okay, the Shittim HaGubetz, it says, and it's interesting, why is it that when the second case, Beis Shammai says you give her the first night, all the blood on the first night is down. Suma Beis Hillel says you give her until Motzoi Shabbos four nights. I mean, higher mathematics, we can figure that out. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night are four nights. Why must you say on Motzoi Shabbos? It's obvious Arba Leilos means that. Right? You go four nights from Wednesday night and finished. The Shittim HaGubetz says it's bothered. Why didn't it say Vidimri Beshama in the Reisha on Motzoi Shabbos? In the Reisha, it didn't say Motzoi Shabbos. What did it say according to Beshama? You give her four nights. Why in the Seifa does Beis Hillel say on Motzoi Shabbos Arba Leilos? Okay, I hear you. We'll talk about that. I don't know if we'll have time to get to exactly why it says Motzoi Shabbos. But the truth of the matter is, if you send Motzoi Shabbos in the Seifa, why didn't Beis Shammai in the Reisha, when he discussed the girl who was too young before menstruation, why doesn't it say Motzoi Shabbos? Why is it Nosim L'Arba Leilos? You hear the Kasha? That's what the Shittim HaGubetz is bothered by. It just says the girl before the age of menstruation, before 12, Beis Shammai says you give her four nights, all the blood in those four nights we assume is not suing. Why doesn't it say Ad Motzoi Shabbos? Higher mathematics, I can even figure that out. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. So he says an amazing chiddush. I want you to get this down. Where Samech says that the takan of the Mishnah that we learned that a Sula gets married on Wednesday was not for a katana. A katana can get married any day. And he snatches it right out of the Mishnah. Because it didn't say Motzoi Shabbos by the katana. Because you know why? A katana can get married Sunday night or Monday night. You give her the first four nights. But Motzoi Shabbos is only an appropriate phrase if Wednesday night is the time you're going to get married. But by a katana, she doesn't have to get married on Wednesday night. Well, we'll say why, but I want to first get the deal. Okay? Good answer. Let's just get the deal. You follow me? The fact that it did not say, it's a beautiful deal. He just said, Odos Larba Lelos. Why did he say Motsoi Shabbos? Because that was dealing with a ketana. A ketana that's not up there at that age. She hasn't reached Yemei Mirim 12. She can get married any day. So Ezra says, Rabbi, why? So the Rasamech says in Ilchus Ishus period, Yudah Lachatet Zayin, the Svara is as follows. We learned, why did you get married Wednesday night? Tes Yud Zayin. No, Yud Tet Zayin. Yud Tet Zayin. Why did a woman get married Wednesday night? Because if, in fact, she was with another man, he could take her to Beis Din in the morning right away. That's the reason why Wednesday night. A Pesula gets married Wednesday night. Because they had 12 months between Erisun and Nisuin, he gets married and he was with her, and she sees that she was a Pesula, she was not a Pesula, she could have been with another man. It's a Sveik Sveika, we discussed that at great length. But nonetheless, Rashi learns he's going to cause and cause a misrachis and come to Beis and register a complaint. Maybe Adam will come and say she was Mizana in that window of time between Harrison and Nisun. That's the reason why Wednesday night of Sue. You don't have that concern by Ketana.
Why not?
Because a Ketana is Pitui Ketana Onesu. The din is that a Ketana that lives with another man, Pitui Ketana Onesu. Pitui Tana Onesu. Even if she claims she lived with the guy willingly, she has no das halachically. We assume she was seduced and we tantamount halachically to a rape. And that's the Gemara says, Beferish and Yavamas and Dafsamachal from the base. And therefore, she is not a Asura al Bible. Therefore, there is no need to be sakin that a girl gets married on Wednesday if she's a katana. Because even if she was with another guy, you follow me, Kibi? She still would be mutter to her husband. Ah, you'll tell me a Kohen? That's what you're just going to ask me, Ezra? A Kohen can't be with his wife if she was with another man, no matter what, even if she's raped? We are not going to make a katana get married on Wednesday because of a case where her husband's a Kohen. That's what he writes. We're not going to make such a katana. That's what Dor Sameach says for a katana.
Even
because most katanas anywhere are mutter.
What about
even
for
tosas?
Yeah, lamaisa. Because a katana anyway is off the map anyway. Remember, off the map anyway, no matter what. You're saying the Tyson dot Bezi, we made a low plug.
Yes.
I mean, even according to minority cases.
What about tosas?
Yeah, but
we see we make tefanos for minorities, like super minorities.
No, but we said, but this case, lamaisa, this case. Now, you're asking based on the low plug, but the low plug is by, I mean, you're saying Or Sameach would be difficult based on the Taisis and 98% of kids were based on low plug. Okay,
yeah.
Could be. The only problem is with that a katana, though, a katana, no matter what, she's mutter. You understand what I'm saying? That's
not
the real
poet,
answer.
Not
to a poet,
no. I understand that, but a katana, no matter what, even if she says she did it per Ratzon, if it's not a Kohen, she's always mutter. At least by a Gedolah, if a woman is Mizana per Ratzon, she's Usser. So I'm saying, even according to that Taisis, and even if you bring up Snusa Prutzis, it's like in the realm of a katana, the only problem is if the husband's a Kohen.
The only possible issue.
Exactly, because even if a woman is Mizana per Ratzon by a katana, we label it halachically as an onus. A Gedolah, she's Mizana per Ratzon, she's Usser per husband. So I think that's where the Orson Mack's coming from. It's a good point both you guys are making.
Then can we just read that back in tomorrow? Because again,
yeah, why in the ratio? You read it. Why in the ratio does it not say Motsoi Shabbos? A Tinoke Shaloi Gizman Liros, any blood that she sees the first four nights is deemed as Dan Pesulim. Why doesn't he say on Motsoi Shabbos like in the second case? Where she was 12 and, I'm sorry, it had not yet menstruated. What does Beis Shammai say? In the second case, the first night, you only give her one night. Beis Hillel says you give her four nights until Motsoi Shabbos. Why don't you use that same phraseology in the first case in the Mishnah Beis Shammai? In the second case, it's Beis Hillel, but it's the same shear of Zman. So what's the answer? The answer is that a Ketana doesn't have to get married Wednesday night. And as Ezra said, what's the Svar? The Svar is because why? There's no reason to do it. Because even if she's Mizana Baratzon, she says willingly, that's an onus. The only way you would say it is a Kohen, that's okay, that's one minuscule case. Daniel brought up the Rabbeinu Tam, and Meir Silver brought up Snus and Prusa, that's fine, But it's still not the same, because a gadola that's mezana b'rotzen is asur b'rotzen. A ketana that's mezana b'rotzen, she's never asur b'rotzen. Because we assume it's always an onus. Because she has no das. Right? It's called a siddur. Even if she claims she's yelling in bays and she did it willingly, she hates this guy's guts, her husband. She was mezana the other guy. We don't accept it. It's a rape. I'll be Allah. Okay? I want you to get down. Yushalmi argues on this. Yushalmi holds pitui ketana lava misun. There's Yushalmi that says pitui ketana lav onisu. And the truth is, many gedolei achronim claim the Rambam paskas like this Yushalmi. Yushalmi says like this, and the Rambam might very, very possibly posei kamo haYushalmi. Okay, so that's the chiddush that we want to suggest there. Okay, so the license.
What do we do with that though?
Okay, we're going like the Bavli. We assume like the Bavli, Ladina. Rambam's a very difficult. If we assume like the Bachlik is Bavli Yushalmi, this is what we assume. So that's the chiddush that we want to assume for this pshatis. Where is the Rambam? Please get it down for Gimel Halacha Beis in Isuri Biyah. That pitui ketana is what? Is lav, is ena onisu. Okay, if you hold like the Rambam, you're going to have to give a different answer to this kasha.
Correct.
Okay. If you hold like the Rambam.
Like a Rambam guy?
Yeah, Lamaisu. So you got to look, you got to look at Or Samech. If I'm not mistaken, Or Samech does give it there as kasha. But we don't hold like this sheet. We hold like pitui ketana onisu. The Bavli holds like that. Okay? You're right. If you all like the Rambam, you're going to have to try and give a different answer to this kasha. That's the chiddush. In Isuri Bia Pirik Gimel Halacha Beis. Pirik Gimel Halacha Beis. Okay. Okay, let's go light it now, guys. Okay? I'm going to get to Halacha too. It's getting late. Okay? The Taisa Rosh I gave you points out here very interesting chiddush. Okay? Let's get it. He points out, what did it say in the first case, the girl that has not yet been, the girl that is younger than 12? What was Beisilah Shita? First 4 nights. What is Beisilah Shita? Until the wound heals. Okay? So that could be many, many nights. That could be many, many nights after the 4 nights. The wound could heal, take a long time. Let me ask you the following question, says the Taisa Rosh. Let's say the wound heals within the 4 nights. So you read the Mishnah, they souls being more megal Mishnah, actually Tikha Maka is much more than 4 nights.
The ration,
what happens if it goes the other way? So the Taisa Rosh says, I want you to get this, even if the wound heals within the 4 days, Halacha L'maisa, is as if the wound heals. Remember we said the sheet is we don't assume stop soon, that's only after the 4 days. If it heals within the 4 days, we assume still it's Dan Besulun.
Until the end of 4 days.
Yes, till the 4 days, I don't care, Lamaisa. Even if you think it healed, if blood came out afterwards, we assume it's still Dan Besulun. And he proves this. I want you to get this. We know that in Shas, who's Machmer when you have a Machlokas Beshama Besulun? Beshama. Excellent. The Mishnayos and Eduyos list off, I think, only 6 cases where Beis Hillel is Mekel and Beis Shammai is Machmer. Yes? If you hold, please get this, if you hold that the wound heals within 4 nights, and any blood after that you could assume is Dab Mida, that would mean Beis Hillel is being more Machmer than who? Than Beis Shammai. It should have made the list in Mishnah and Eduyos, and it's not there. Says the Taisa Rosh, since it's not there, it's muchruch that Beis Hillel holds that during the 4 nights we always assume it's Dam Sulim, even if the wound has been healed.
Wait, why don't we assume it's Beis Hillel? One second, you tell me
what's the shock? I'll tell you. You think it was healed? It wasn't healed up completely. That's the smart. Those 4 nights, it's a window no matter what, we always assume it's Dam Sulim. I misreplied back it. No, we assume the whole time, Lamaisa, that all that blood is always what is always considered to be Dam Sulim. And he proves it even more. He proves it even vital. Because what does the Mishnah say in the Sefer? What does the Mishnah say in the Sefer? We're talking about a girl that what? That's 12 and hasn't yet menstruated at all. And what is the Shita of who? What is the Shita of Beis Hillel? You give her 4 nights, and he doesn't distinguish between what? Whether it was healed or not. So, Kavachomer by a girl that what? that is below the age of 12 that you should give her the four nights. No? You hear what I'm saying? Those are the two rayas of the Tais HaRosh. If by a girl is younger than 12, we say those four nights automatically want our Dam Basulim, whether she healed or not healed, right? And what do you see that in the Sefer, where the girl that has reached the age of menstruation, we give her the four nights whether it's healed or not healed. If she's seeing blood, maybe it's Takadamin, she's reached that age. No, those four nights are no matter what are good. If you say it by that age, how much more so you should say it by the earlier age? So he proves halacha l'maisa from those two rayas in the Tais HaRosh that bacillus are mako completely, and even if the wound heals within the 4 days, we assume it's still Dam Basulim afterwards. Okay? Mayor Sufi, you got it?
Well, yeah, I don't fully understand why it's a kula. Sorry, why it's a chumra by Beis Hillel. I mean, we're saying that basically, if we hold like this, and Beis Hillel.
Anytime you view it as Dam Basulim, that's a kula. Right?
But I'm saying Beis Hillel still holds. Meaning, what I'm asking, I think, is if it healed, Beis Hillel would change his shita?
No, he just said until
it healed. What is the first case? She's younger than 12. And Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai gave four nights. Beis Hillel should have Tifi Mak, which means it could be 3 weeks. Okay. So I'm giving you, what's the scenario if the wound healed within 4 nights? What do you say? So that Beis Tos HaRosh says, Beferish, it doesn't make a difference. Even if healed and blood comes out, it's still down to Sulu. Because otherwise, if you would say that what? If it heals within 2 days and the dam after is a dam needed, then Beis Hillel will be more machmer in the Mishnah. It should be in the Mishnah and the Duyos. And it's not. That's number one. Number two, the safer case, where she what? Reached the age, you still give her the four nights no matter what. We're not machalic whether it was healed or not healed. So how much more so you should give her the four nights by a girl that hasn't reached the age? Very convincing. The Ha'ar of the Tais HaRosh. Yes, Tani, go ahead.
First proof. The shot of their shitas is that Beis Hillel is more makel. I mean, you think the Mishnah would have said in this machlokas, in a case where it heals faster than 4 days, Beis Hillel would be more chamor than Beis Shammai. Like the Mishnah would have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the stam shitas are that Beis Hillel.
No. When the Mishnah presents achetichi amake, if it works both ways, that comes out of chumrah. So that should be in the Mishnah and Yidios, because you're conveying a shita that is more machmer than Beis Shammai.
But the shot of the shitas isn't that way. The shot of the shitas is that it's
not true. If I treat Achetichi Maka in both ways, it's coming out of Chomer.
Isn't the assumption that it takes longer than 4 days?
But that possibility does exist, so it should have made the list. That's what he wants to say. Now, this Tais HaRosh is a beautiful cheshbon, but I want you to get down, it's against the Rambam. The Rambam says not that way. The Rambam, the Feirish, in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Perek Hei Halacha Yutes, says, not that way. He says, if it's healed within four nights, we hold like Beis Hillel, and you know what the din is? Any blood after it's healed is called Dam Nidid. He says, a mamish against the Tais HaRosh. What do you do with the two rayas? It's difficult. Very difficult, according to the Rambam. Maybe you have to say like you're saying, Dani, that it didn't make the list because it's not always a chumra. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's not always a chumra. And how would you be mazbe the kol shekain? The kol shekain is very difficult, no? Because in the kol shekain, in the sefer case, we didn't distinguish whether it was healed or not. That's a very difficult. The second kasha is even more of a kasha. The truth is, the Meiri says like the Tais HaRosh. The Meiri in Nidid, Adaf Sam Abdal Bey, says like the Tais HaRosh. I think the first kash you could get out of. The second kash is very convincing. Unless you say the second case is also lavdafka. That the second case only gave her 4 nights where it wasn't healed. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you have to read the symmetry between the Resh and the Sefer. So the Rambam would respond, the two kashes are not such kashes. You follow me? Even though in the Mishnah didn't say explicitly, Kibi, you know what I'm saying? But you could say, just like in the Resh, it said, until the wound is healed. We also meant in the 4 nights. But if the wound's healed, you don't have 4 nights anymore. Maybe that's how you have to read the Rambam, read the Mishnah. It's a little difficult, though. But it comes out to be a machlokes, the Rambam, and what else? The Rambam, and against the Tais HaRosh and the Meiri, what's the din between the 4 nights? I'm stressing to you guys. This is all kodem, the Gzeirah of Chazal, that Dam Basulim are Dam Nidus. Nowadays, once the Chassan is with the Kali, he must separate from her. Because we assume, halacha l'maisa, that we're choshesh that possibly there might be Dom Needham within the Dom Sum, where we are worried about this. So how do you read this whole Mishnah? That's what I hope you guys were bothered by when you're prepared. Because this Mishnah is Kodim that Takana. Otherwise, the whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. It's Kodim that Takana. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, halacha l'maisa, even if he lives with Rabbi Rishon and he saw no blood, we assume the Shifa Zera covered over the blood, and he still must be Poirish. The only time he doesn't have to be Poirish is if we know for sure that her Basulim were broken. She went to the doctor, her gynecologist, and she had no Basulim at all for, let's say, she did exercises, and she has no Basulim at all. She has no Basulim at all, then you don't have to be Poirish, because there's no Kshash. L'maisa, she's not menstruating at that, she's not an Edish, she did her Shiv in the king. I just was told about an unbelievable Shiloh. Then we'll get to, let's say the Shiloh, we'll get to Halacha, and then we'll continue tomorrow. We got the Shiloh, a Kala before she goes to the mikveh has to do bedikas. She's usually, what happens if she has to do the bedikas? She has to do Hefsik Tara, she has to end the day in the state of Tara, then do Shiv in the king, and every day she has to check herself. So I just heard about a Shiloh, Kala, that didn't do the bedikas. She didn't do this. She's about to go to the mikveh. She gets married Sunday. Usually go to the mikveh Thursday night. She didn't do any bedikas, so they're holding by the mikveh. What do you do? So there was a rav, big rav, that was asked. He said, it's chuppas needed. That's it, done. They're not going to push off the wedding. We don't paskin like the Rambam, like we said on Shabbos. Even Svarim don't. We said a chuppas needed is not good. Chuppa ruhi labia. If she's a needy, she can't have yichud. The Rambam says you got to push off the wedding. Even smarter than the whole like the Rambam. We said that in Shir. So you don't push off the wedding, but he said it's a chuppas nidah. Chuppas nidah is complicated. It's not the end of the world. Only the Rav and the Chassan and Kala have to know about it. That's all. It just gets a little complicated. You got to leave the door open or leave a cotton, and they can't sleep in a hotel. They maybe have to be in adjacent rooms, or they stay in the house and leave the door open. You don't want to do it. That's why a woman tries to regulate it so it won't be a chuppas nidah. So this was a big rav passing like this. Then another big rav was asked to shayla. This is a very big kula, but
the chura.
What'd you say?
When was this?
Well, it doesn't make a difference, Lomais. It doesn't make a difference. Why?
I was wondering if this is like in like the tshuvas or like.
No, this is recent. It's recent. I mean, I don't want to get too specific. Very recent. No, I understand what you're asking. Yeah. Recent. I'm a shayla. A good friend of mine told me the shayla. So another rig Rav was asked, and he was Mekel. It's a big kula, but she hadn't menstruated, she hadn't seen blood for 25 days. So that could create, according to certain posts from Chazaka, that she hasn't seen Dam. The point why she does Bedik is before she goes to Mikvah is to establish Chazaka that she has no blood. But if she hasn't seen for 25 days, there are some shittas that say maybe, she's already Mukhsuk that she hasn't seen Dam. Even though she didn't do an internal bedikah. And there's a possible reading of the Rambam that a kinuach, means when the women clean themselves after they go to the restroom, even though it's not an internal wipe, it's not an internal clean, that it could certify as a kinuach. Now, we don't hold like this lechachila, but based on those two factors, and also the girl he thought would have been very, very upset about it, this particular girl, if it would have been a chuppas nidah. So Lamaisa, he was Mekel, and therefore she did a bedikah. Did a bedikah before she went to the mikveh. Again, some posts say you need to have at least the first and the seventh. So and put those things together, he was Mekel. But Lamaisa, what we're dealing with is a situation of our mishnas before that gezeirah was made, and therefore we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, even if he didn't see any time, but if she had psulim, then we assume it's covered over. If we know for sure she has no psulim, then you don't have to be Pirish. Halacha l'mais. Okay? So let's close now with the Yonim and Halacha, okay, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow. We had left off discussing in the Halachas of Persaying to Davening, and I want to continue upon this. There is a thought that people think that you can daven during Kaddish. That's a big mistake. When you hear a Kaddish, you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to even daven. You have to stop and listen, just like during Kedusha. Kaddish is like Kedusha.
All Kaddish.
Oh, So there's a machlokes in the Mishabura and the Arizal. The Mishabura says from the beginning of Kadoshes to the end of Yehei Shmei Rabbah. The Arizal says until Damiran B'Alma V'Ruamei, which is the next line after Yehei Shmei Rabbah. You have to stop davening. It's improper to daven. It happens all the time. Let's say the Chazan finishes Tachanun, you know, and you're still, and he says it's Kaddish, and you're lagging behind. So you have to stop and at least wait till you get to there. Wait till he gets to there, till you can continue your davening. Certainly talking during Kaddish is a terrible prohibition. And we have to be cognizant of these things, because when we answer Yeshme Rabba, the Kol Kocho, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yutes, does it mean to scream it? The Kol Kocho, or does it mean to say it B'Kavon? We usually mean it B'Kavon. It's not normal to sit and start yelling. You know, you look bizarre. But you should say it B'Kavon. The Gemara says if you have a bad Gzeirat Shemayim, you say Yeshme Rabba, the Kol Kocho, it rips up 70 years that you had for bad, and rips it up. So it's a tremendous thing to say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. It's a Kabbalistic thing. And the truth of the matter is that we have to realize that Kaddish has this din of Kedusha until either the end of Yehi Shmei Rabbah or until Damiran B'Amav Ruh Amen. So, continuing from where we're at in the davening, when you are in Pesukei D'Zimra, that's where we're up to, and let's say Kaddish comes about, what are you allowed to say? So you're allowed to answer Yehi Shmei Rabbah in the middle of Pesukei D'Zimra. You're allowed to answer Baruch Hu. You're allowed to answer Kadosh Kadosh of Ruch Kvod Hashem and Komal of Kedush if you're in Pesukei D'Zimra. But time to talk in Pesukei D'Zimra is not proper. Even if you're a Gabbai, you shouldn't talk. If you want to show people Aliyahs, you show them, you know, say number three, or you show them, if you want to show them Yishtab because you have to get a Chazan. But to talk during Pesukei D'Zimra is improper. And it's not acceptable. So we have to realize that. And the truth of the matter is that answering in when you're not supposed to answer is tantamount to talking. So we have to know this halachas. So in Pesukei D'Zimra, you can answer Yeshmei Rabbah, you can answer Baruch Hu, you can answer Kadosh and Baruch, Kvod Hashem, you shouldn't answer L'Masam Baruch Hameru, you shouldn't answer Yimloch, you shouldn't answer Mekadesh. Those two phrases in Kedusha are the only ones you answer.
Is that Amen?
Amen. Certain amens is a good. To Akel HaKadosh, to Shomei HaTfilah, those two amens are good. If you're holding the Pesukei D'Zimra and Derech HaChazor HaShatz, those two amens of Akel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfilah are good. The other amens...
Not of Kaddish, not the first
amen. Probably shouldn't. Yes, Kibi, go ahead.
If you're by a Kehila or like, you know, with a group or NCSI or something where you want to announce the pages.
Yeah, so then you have a Heter, because it's the Tzorach HaRuat, the Tzorach Chinuch. But I got to tell you, between Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei, it's really uncomfortable. Even if you're at the Nesiyah Shabbaton, can you try to make the announcement, you know, before, but to make it during, you know, between Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei, you have to make it then. If you can, try to strategize, you know, how you can try to avoid it, because you want to be Shmon Esrei and Tefillah. Maybe, you know, they have these cards, you can say the page or something. Try to come up with ways where you could try to minimize it. Because a lot of times that gets out of hand and we start being mafsik all the time. It's a good example you gave. You know, there are heterim, like, you know, there's a famous heter of the Sridi Aish and Nancy Aswai. How can the boys and girls sing together? It's called Isha. But if they're singing together, L'Shem Chinuch, he has a famous kula where he allowed a youth group in France to be able to do that. We know how many Yidim have become from Nancy Aswai. I myself was in NCSY when I was in the eighth, you know, 7th and 8th grade. So it's a tremendous kula. That depends on the longness of why Kol Isha is usher. Is Kol Isha usher because it's an objective irva, or is it usher because it's gora and hirurim? If it's an objective irva, l'chura, there's no leniencies. If it's going to generate hirurim, if you're doing NCSY, you shouldn't be having the hirurim, right? Can you have smears? Can girls singing at the Shabbos table? Usually our minhag is not to, but that's another nafkamina. If it's an objective erva, then you can't hear them do smears. But if it's erurim, you shouldn't be having erurim. You know, everyone's singing Shabbos songs together. Usually our minhag is not to. And there's a bunch of other nafkaminas we don't have time to do now. But lamaisa, that's what you have to, let's say the radio. If it's objective erva, the radio, it's not objective erva. But if it's erurim, if it's going to cause you erurim, who cares whether it's a radio or it's live? Shouldn't make a difference.
Or more than one voice.
We assume Trey Kol Lomishtam is not a kula by Kol Isha. No, not by Kol Isha. Lomaisa. because we're assuming that, you know, that could go well with the problem here. But what I want to bring out is, and I stress this to you guys, we have to close, that Psuka de Zimra is of crucial. And to people get into a habit, especially in yeshiva, of skipping things, it's not good. You want to get there on time, a little bit early, so you can say a proper Psuka de Zimra. Do you know what the words Psuka de Zimra come from? What does Zimra? What does Zemra mean? But what does it mean more originally? Pruning. It's supposed to prune you. It's supposed to prune you to get off the layers, to ready you to connect to Hashem. The beautiful tefillas. That's what's supposed to ready you for Shishtabach, for Birkas Kriyas Shema, for Shmon Esrei. It's supposed to prune you. That's what singing Shira is, to prune you to connect to Hashem. That's what we strive to do. So Lamaisa, I cannot, and if you don't know what it means, look in the Siddur. Most of the, during the week, we should probably know by now, but a lot of Shabbos, you know, me myself, I can't tell you 100% that I would get 100 on an exam to translate well the Psuka de Zimra of Shabbos, you know. I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm trying to be honest. I hope I get in the high 90s, but I'm not sure if I get 100. Okay, maybe I wouldn't even get in the high 90s, but it's very important. You want to be able to cut down those layers so you're ready to dive into Hashem. Okay, let's stop. Let's stop a minute. I hope you get a minute. You got. Let's have a minute here. You guys go on. Listen now. You got to run.
Yeah, I got to run.